Hi, I'm Matt Starr. You're listening to NITV Radio. Welcome to our daily COVID update for New South Wales and Victoria for Tuesday, the 5th of October. New South Wales has recorded 608 new cases of community transmission to 8 p.m. last night and 7 deaths. The Western New South Wales Local Health District recorded 8 new cases, 4 in Wellington, 2 in Narromine, 1 in Cowra and 1 in Dubbo. The region also recorded 1 death. A man in his 70s from Dubbo passed away at Dubbo Base Hospital. He'd received a single vaccination dose. The Far West Local Health District recorded no new cases. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet confirmed in his first press conference as Premier that new leadership will not mean any changes to the state's roadmap out of lockdown. He said that having been part of the crisis cabinet that worked on the plan, he considers it to be his roadmap as well. On to Victoria, where there were 1,763 new locally acquired cases recorded overnight and 4 deaths. Regional Victoria saw 86 new cases to midnight last night, including 16 in Geelong, 15 in Mitchellshire, 14 in Shepparton, 9 in Latrobe and 7 in Ballarat. The total number of active cases across Victoria's regions is now 555. A full breakdown of the new cases across regional Victoria is available in today's COVID update article on our website. Premier Dan Andrews announced in a press conference that despite the case numbers, the city of Latrobe will still end its lockdown at midnight tonight. He said that the situation in Latrobe is under control and it's understood that it is, for now, safe for Latrobe to return to the standard regional Victorian COVID guidelines. That's all for today's update. I'm Matt Starr. For more information and the latest COVID updates, please go to our NITV Radio website.